Welcome to the big show.
He could go all the way
to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Is there a heaven? Oh, yeah. It's the place dreams come true.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
I don't think anybody likes getting help. I think a lot of people like to generally feel they're self-sufficient and can take care of their own problems. And whether it's a physical nature or whether it's a mental, especially I think mental natures. I think especially mentally. Physically, you can feel that you're not doing well. You could take your temperature. You can realize that I got aches or pains in my body. I need some help from a doctor. But I think when it comes to issues of mental well-being, your emotional well-being, I don't think we like to admit that we have a weakness. I think there's still a stigma attached to it, even in today's times. And so, but we have to acknowledge we need help. When do we need help? When do we go in to get help? We're continuing a series of discussions with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place on when you should see a therapist. She works at The Growing Place as a marriage and family registered intern working to get her license in therapy, but she does take clients, and their phone number is 588-0448, discussing when you need to see a therapist. Welcome back to the show, Gidi.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We got through last Wednesday, we got through four different times in which you need to know you should see a therapist, and there's a whole long list of them, but let's recap the first four and then move on.
Okay. Your issues are causing significant distress in your life, number one. Number two, your own efforts to solve the issues have failed. Number three, your friends, your family, people who love you are tired of listening to your complaints. They're tired of trying to solve your problems. And number four, you find that you are misusing people, activities, or substances to solve your problem. In other words, you're looking for solutions in the wrong places. The okay. solution is not out there. The solution is in me somewhere. And that's what I need to get in touch with.
Okay. Okay. And so we've got four off the list, but there's many more to go. And maybe some of these...
They kind of dovetail, too.
Okay.
They
okay.
kind of go with each other. Like a fifth one is when people around you, friends, acquaintances, coworkers, fellow students... They notice something is wrong, and now they're asking you about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going, well, what's wrong, Jerry? Mm-hmm. You just don't seem to be yourself today.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've noticed, Sally, that for months now, there's something off. Uh-huh. Something's wrong. Do you know what it is?
Uh-huh.
And a lot of times, as you have mentioned, people get very defensive when they hear that. Mm-hmm. So let's say I'm not in touch with the fact that I'm not behaving normally, mm-hmm. but people around me are. For instance, if my husband were to say to me, Gidi, something's wrong, you're not the Gidi that I used to know,
mm-hmm.
I would take that very seriously. Even if I didn't think it was true, because of my love and respect for him and my respect for his discernment
mm-hmm.
and the fact that I know that he loves me and knows me, would really grab my attention.
You know, I heard somebody say this once, and I don't know how true it is. It's more of a funny line, but there's some truth to it. We talked about loved ones tired of hearing you know, sharing your problems with somebody.
Yes.
I had somebody once say, "You should never share your problems with someone else, because 90% of the people you talk to don't care about your problems, and the other 10% are glad you have them."
Oh, so. That sounds like an ant. That's an ant, Jerry. Which one is it?
That's an automatic negative thought. I actually give credit to Lou Holtz, a broadcaster for ESPN, who said that. And in some ways, is there some truth to that? When you share your problems with people and you think that, you know, maybe they'll want to help me, but there's a lot of people out there who really don't care.
Well, I would say get new friends.
Get new friends. And there are probably some people out there who in this world occasionally might say, okay, at least it's not me. You know, I'm glad. Yeah. Some people do like, and I always use the term misery loves company. When you talk to somebody and you tell them you're having problems, they're like, well, gosh, he has similar problems that I do. Makes me feel better. Is there a certain element of that, or is that just real jaded thinking on my part?
I think it's pretty jaded thinking. And if your friends are acting that way, it's time for new friends.
Well, maybe I shouldn't listen to smart aleck jokes by Lou Holtz as much as often. but is there, I think it is important, though, that people do need to be careful in terms of who they share their thoughts with. Because you're talking to a dear friend or an acquaintance. I think sometimes we don't know who a dear friend is
until you share something.
Until you share something, and so you run the risk of saying, "Well, I'm looking for some help, but is this somebody I could trust to say, well, you know, hey Joe, you know, we're having this issue. You know, maybe you can give me some ideas. Can you trust that person? Maybe that's why going to a therapist is the better way of going, because when you share something with a private matter with somebody who might be a coworker. It gets shared from one person to the next, and then suddenly your boss is hearing something, and it turns out...
And it's all distorted, and maybe distorted. Not what you said.
Right.
But the therapist has to keep your confidentiality.
Right.
And also, they're trained. We are trained in these areas.
I think that's what I meant when I made that little quip about 90% of the people are don't care, and 10% of the people are probably glad you've got the problems. That it's probably not best in some ways confiding to people unless they're people you really trust.
You know,
you have to be careful who you confide in.
You do. You definitely do. Like, you know, it's if you're in ministry, it's good to have a prayer team of very trusted people who are praying for you.
Yeah.
And somebody you can tell your vulnerabilities to and your problems to, and prayer makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we need to find these people in our lives.
Well, I think that's part of the reason the Growing Place is so popular, too, is because I think that because because it's a faith-based organization, and so you don't need to rely, to be a faith person, to go to the Growing
Not
Place.
At all.
But it certainly is a big plus feature, it seems.
It is. It is.
And I think that people feel there's a certain degree of trust and faith. We're talking about when you need to see a therapist with Gidi Hansen of the Growing Place. If you should happen to need some help yourself right now, I suggest giving her a call or one of the other counselors and registered interns who are there to help you. They do take insurance. The Growing Place is located on 1074 East Avenue, Suite A4. You can make an appointment by calling 588-0448. We'll continue our discussion, when you need to see a therapist, right after this break.
This is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome back to the show. I'm speaking to Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place on when you need to see a therapist. There's a long list of them. We're going to be having this discussion for a few weeks now because people, I think, are afraid to go to a therapist. They don't like to acknowledge a weakness in a lot of ways, particularly physical weaknesses people could acknowledge. You know, I think, you know, hey, I got a cold, I'm sick, I can't get out of bed. People could acknowledge that, but they have a more difficult time acknowledging that they can't handle a personal matter. An addiction or something in their lives that's causing them and their families real heartache. And we've talked with Gidi about some things, just a few of them real quickly. You went to see a therapist when there's significant distress in your life. Your efforts to fix the issues have failed. Loved ones are tired of listening to you complain. You're misusing your activities. You're misusing people, misusing substances like alcohol or maybe food or something like that. And the loved ones notice and ask you about some of the problems you have. And
I was wondering, Jerry, if people from different areas of your life, say at the radio station, at the TV station, in your home, one of your children, your wife, somebody at church, somebody at your kid's school, if people from all different areas of your life were to come to you and very gently and kindly say, what's happening? You seem a little off, or you're different, or Dad, what's the matter? Or, you know, how might you respond to that?
That's happened before in my life, where maybe something bad has happened at work, or something bad has happened here, and because what's wrong, Dad? Is everything okay? So I just went through a difficult time at work. I think that happens, but I don't know, because that really hasn't happened. I mean, I haven't had that type of an issue where that has happened. So, Not that, you know, everything is Jake in my life or anybody else's. You know, we all have crosses to bear. Mm-hmm. But I guess I couldn't really answer it.
Okay. Well, that's a fair answer. Actually, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, pay attention, mm-hmm. especially if it's coming from different venues, from mm-hmm. different areas of your life. If a lot of people are noticing, it could be that they are trying to tell you something that you need to know.
Well, I guess that did happen a few years ago after mm-hmm. we lost our employment at a previous television station back in about 2010. You know, things were very difficult. We were going through tremendous stress in our life, tremendous stress. And I remember just being very, very hurt and angry and worried and bitter and all of those things at once. I mean, but there was a cause and a reaction as opposed to not necessarily having a cause. To me, it seems like, what is the cause for the stress? Okay, we're having some financial issues. We have a lot of bills to pay. We don't have enough money to pay them. There's a reason for it. I mean, so I think that if I'm asked what's wrong, if the answer is I don't know, that's when I'd be worried. But if the answer was, well, I got these bills to pay. I'm down. I got to pay this, and this. And I don't have the money, and that's causing me some stress. At least there's a reason for. There's a viable reason.
Know, I can't remember which area of engineering it is, but when they manufacture something, they put it to the stress test mm-hmm. to see at what point this thing will break, like mm-hmm. with cars and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we are in the stress test.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is we can function well current day as long as we're not stressed too much.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody, therapists included, can be stressed to the point where they can't deal with it anymore. And that's when you know you need professional help.
And you know, again, we always think, I think there's many people who've shared this with me, and I share it myself. If I could just get through this situation and this situation, I'm home clear. And then it never works out that way because something else happens. Oh, geez, the toilet got stuffed. Oh, no, the shower's not working. Oh, no, the lawnmower broke. Now, if I could just get past this, everything will be great. And then suddenly the kids are having a difficult time in school. Like the car breaks down. It there is never a nirvana where you're everything
isn't.
Is set.
And as therapists, we don't look at these individual issues. We mm-hmm. look at the client's coping mechanisms.
Mm-hmm.
We look at the client's strengths and weaknesses, resources. What is this client's toolbox for dealing with the inevitable problems that are going to come his or her way?
Mm-hmm.
And so our job isn't really to solve their problems, but to give them tools and insights. For instance, let's say Joe had a father who abandoned him.
Mm-hmm.
And now at work, he's feeling that his boss is really picking on him.
Mm-hmm.
In therapy, it comes out, the boss isn't being that unreasonable, but Joe is having such a strong reaction because it's triggering all of these father events.
Mm-hmm.
All of the times the father was hypercritical, all of the times the father never gave validation.
Uh-huh.
And that's being projected now on the boss. So just knowing that, you can unhook from the boss. Okay, it's mm-hmm. not about the boss. It's about me and my dad, past issues. Dad's in heaven now. It's not about going to dad. It's about going inside of me and finding coping mechanisms when I feel attacked, when I feel inferior, when I feel less than. How am I going to deal with this? Those are the type of issues that we deal with in therapy.
So much of it is just living kind of in the moment, it seems to me. Because if you say, okay, just live in this moment right now and not try to think about what I have to do a week from now or a month from now or 2 months from now. And if I could just get through this moment and then get through the next moment and try to get through each moment with joy and happiness, maybe that makes...
That's a good tool.
Yeah.
That's a good tool as long as we're not denying all the baggage we have in the moment.
Okay, we're talking to Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place. If you like to make an appointment with her or one of their other counselors, give The Growing Place a call at 588-0448, 588-0448. We will wrap up today's discussion on when to see a therapist after this break.
Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
Ask yourself, what kind of example are you setting for others?
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
On KKXX Life Radio.
This is Live Local Talk.
All right, we're going to wrap up today's discussion on when to see a therapist with Dee Dee Hansen of The Growing Place. We have always recommended them if you have some issues you want to deal with, substance abuse issues or relationship issues, issues involving your children. They come from a Christian perspective, although you don't need to be a Christian or a person of faith at all to go visit them. But if you are, like we have many listeners who are, we recommend them. 1074 East Avenue. Their phone number to make an appointment with Dee Dee or another individual there at the Growing Place. They have life coaches, counselors. 588-0448, 588-0448. And Dee Dee, we wanted to, sometimes I have a tendency to hog the microphone and ask more questions than maybe was necessary and get into too much detail. But I know there's some other points you wanted to make before we wrap up today's show.
Yes, I wanted to give the sixth reason that a person might seek therapy. And that's if you are feeling unusual levels of emotion,
okay,
unusual heightened emotional reactions, such as anger, sorrow, anxiety, or any other emotion, fear is really, really heightened. Or conversely, you feel no emotion at all. All of a sudden, you just feel numb. And you're wondering, what happened to my life? I used to have good days and bad days, and I used to feel emotions, and now I feel nothing.
That's interesting, because how do you know when it's too high or too low? That's a tough one. I mean, boy, I'm feeling so happy. I'm excited about life. I feel great.
That's a great question, and that has to do with the level of the client's self-awareness.
Uh-huh.
Very often when clients come in, they don't have a lot of self-awareness. Now, there are always exceptions. And I've worked with individuals and couples who have a great deal of self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
But most people don't. They're just living life. They haven't been trained in psychology. They're not really aware of their own, what we would call coping mechanisms or their own issues. They just know when they feel good or bad or up or down. So, but even such a person will know, I'm really off. I mean, I just got cut off in traffic and I nearly had a meltdown.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't this way last year.
Right.
Or, whoa, that person gave me a dirty look and my heart is beating so hard and it's I feel like it's rising up to my throat and I don't even know that person. And why am I reacting this way?
And the no emotion at all is interesting.
No emotion at all is a very, it's a coping mechanism when I am on overload. I go to numb. My clients call it zoning out or going into the fog.
But is that necessarily, is that always a bad thing? Because that might just be a way of saying, you know what, I'm not going to get stressed about this. I'm just going to just pull back. Because I would
if
say,
if your life is working, it's fine.
Because that's where I would say,
if your life is not working,
yeah,
because you're numbing out, it's not fine. Like after a traumatic event where there's a lot of heightened emotion and trauma, there is a recovery time when people have to numb out in order to get equalized. I'm talking about numbing out as a lifestyle, numbing out which never used to be me and is now me.
But it's okay as a coping mechanism for a short time.
For a short time, it's even necessary.
Yeah.
But we're talking about changes in a person's lifestyle.
Where there's nothing that's going to make you emotional. Where you're saying, okay, my son comes home, he's happy, he's excited. My daughter comes home, she's got an A+. And I'm saying, hey, that's great. Good.
Yeah, you're just like,
oh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm just going to go.
All right.
You don't feel any joy for them.
No.
You don't feel joy for other people.
Your checks are bouncing at the bank. Your work you're about to lose your job. Your wife is pulling her hair out, and you just go, all right, all right.
Yeah.
You know something's wrong.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Moving on.
Yes. And then our seventh reason when we know it's time to see a therapist is you're neglecting your responsibilities at work, school, or home. Mm-hmm. So when I start to fall behind in my responsibilities, I'm not able to fulfill my duties at work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not pulling my weight at home. I'm falling behind in school. I may not be aware of my own emotions or my thought processes. I may not recognize my own aunts, but when I'm getting outward feedback, I just got an F on this test. I just got a lecture from my boss about my job performance.
Mm-hmm.
My spouse just told me, I am failing at my duties as a parent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not involved. That's an indication, even if I'm so out of touch with myself and my emotions, I'm getting this feedback from my environment that I'm not fulfilling my responsibilities. And I may react to that with anxiety, or I may react to that with I don't care.
And the same thing applies here. You cannot overreact. I mean, having a bad day at work or maybe making a mistake here or there, it has to be something that has to be on a regular basis. And how regular? Weeks? Months? I mean, how do you know when you've neglected your responsibilities over? I mean, there's plenty of times I forget to feed. I mean, I forget to do something for the kids that I wish I had done. Ah, I should have done that. That's different.
The bottom line is your life working?
Uh-huh.
There's plenty of times when we fall short of the standard we set for ourselves.
Uh-huh.
But the bottom line is my life working?
Well, we've been talking, and we're going to continue talking about when it is you should see a therapist. And we're speaking with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place. And if you're in a situation where you think you might need to see a therapist or talk to somebody, a life coach, Gidi is a marriage and family therapist registered intern studying to become a licensed therapist. How much longer do you have to go?
Well, I have my hours. I just need to wait until March to submit my hours. And then after that, Lord willing, to take the two tests and pass them.
Oh, that'll be great. That'll be great. And again, The Growing Place is located at 1074 East Avenue. Their phone number is 588-0448. Tell me how many people are there who provide help. And we're going to continue the discussion on when to see a therapist Wednesday and the Wednesday after.
I think about 9 or 10.
How busy has it gotten?
It's fairly busy. We had a lull over the holidays, which, you know, one might not expect, but mm-hmm. I think that's more financially related,
mm-hmm.
that people run out of money at holiday time.
I think one of the advantages of The Growing Place is it is a little less expensive than going to perhaps just a regular psychiatric help or psychiatrist.
Or even a marriage and family therapist who's in private practice or with a different facility.
How is the pay structure work over at The Growing Place?
Well, we don't take Medi-Cal, so there's already Medi-Cal places, and we have a sliding scale based upon the person's income.
Okay, that's good to know. All right, Gidi Hansen, The Growing Place, thank you so much for being on the show
today. Thank you, Jerry.
We're going to continue our discussion next week on when you need to know, what you need to know and when you should go see a therapist. Again, Gidi Hansen and other counselors and family therapists and life coaches are available at The Growing Place. Give them a call for an appointment, 588-0448. Thanks for listening, everybody. Back next Wednesday with more on Gidi and when to see a therapist. So long.